A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." For centuries, artists have depicted this scene and others like it from the gospel. Jesus, taking a child, put his arms around her, around him. The gospel actually says it. Jesus puts his arms around it. But something about the vulnerability, the innocence, the potential, the curiosity and playfulness of a child takes our hearts towards seeing Jesus put his arm around her or around him rather than it. Artist after artist has rendered this scene, and we smile, remembering the gentleness and kindness so often portrayed. The fact is, the reason Jesus places a child in front of the disciples is that they need to be jolted from their game of who will be first, from their entrenched mindset of what first is and what last is. We too can use a jolt. We who also hear the transformational gospel, paschal mystery, preached from Jesus' lips again and again. We must lose our life to gain our life. We must die in order to rise. We do not understand either. We want to, and we choose to believe in this mystery, but understand it, that's our task, lifelong in faith, is it not? But things get in the way. Things like an entrenched mindset, such as the disciples, as to what is first and what is last. Theologian John Shea suggests that entrenched mindsets will instead transform the teaching rather than allow the teaching to transform the mindset. We so easily adapt a transformational teaching such as the Paschal Mystery to our purposes. It becomes comforting at wakes and funerals. I propose that the news headlines, which have been haunting us for days, weeks, months, and today's gospel are meant to be held together at this moment in our hearts, our lives, our minds, that this is what is placed in our midst today. Our Christ puts his arms around the children and is asking us, what are you discussing on the way? What are you arguing about? What is sacred to you? What matters to you? And as we look up, we see his arms around the lifeless body of 3-year-old Aylin Kirgi, washed up on the shores of a land his parent meant for him to call home. Washed up a lifeless body of a child upon the shores of his hopes, his potentials, his innocence, his vulnerability. We might hear Jesus asking us, what were you discussing on your way? And we might wonder to ourselves, what am I discussing? We might hear Pope Francis ask every parish in Italy to welcome 2 refugee families. And we might wonder to ourselves, what if we did that? We can choose to believe that when we receive one such as these in Christ's name, we receive Jesus himself. And whoever receives Jesus receives the one who sent him. We can choose to allow our entrenched mindsets of the supposed security of accumulation of goods and property and protection of borders to be transformed by the truth of a wisdom from above that is full of mercy and good fruits. We can choose to transform this teaching into a pastoral portrait of a gentle, smiling Jesus with a child at his knees. Or we can choose that this gospel today transforms our consciousness and hold all the Aylin Kirgis in our actions and intentions throughout this entire next week. The Aylin Kirgis from Syria, from Mexico, Central America, from Eritrea and Sudan, from Baltimore and Chicago. We can choose to let the transformational message of the Paschal Mystery to be held in our intentionality, in our actions. We can choose to initiate the conversations for action that can lead to our own life as we know it, changing, to our own dying and rising to a new way of being, into a reality that is full of the fruits of abundance and kindness and generosity and caring and compassion. We can choose this. We can choose to make a difference, to name what matters, what is sacred to us. We can name it as the life of every person, particularly the lives of children. And then, as Jesus asks, what were you discussing on your way? What were you arguing about? We will not be silent. We will be ready to catch him up with all that is becoming new in our midst.